With me today is Catherine and Joseph, and they are both from America, who flew over to Manila to dance for Ballet Manila, and are flying, or flew here to Melbourne a few days ago to perform for the Australian Conservatory of Ballet for one night, Swan Lake.
Swan Lake. There's three shows, but we performed just one of those nights, the last performance.
Thank you. I know it's been a hectic few days for you. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
So first of all, from America, you went over to choose the Philippines. Catherine, why the Philippines?
So at 18, I had just finished my training with my Russian coach in Pennsylvania, and I had been offered an opportunity to join Ballet Manila and perform lead principal roles at a very young age. So I packed my things and I went to the Philippines to train under Lisa, which has been a wonderful opportunity.
And for 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, 3 years already.
How has it been? Have you been accustomed to the Philippine way of life?
Yeah, it was a big culture shock, of course, when I first arrived in the Philippines. But now I really feel much more at home, and I've learned so much from being there, both in my personal life and as a professional.
And Joseph, why Ballet Manila?
I think more the Philippines chose me than I chose the Philippines. I just kind of fell into it. I had a lot of surgeries done there in Manila at Makati Med. And
surgeries for?
For my ankle. Or ankle
ballet injuries.
Yeah, ballet injuries. So I had been guesting there a lot, back and forth. And then that's how I met Lisa. And then I had my last surgery there, I think, about 6 months ago. And I almost moved to Melbourne. And then
you chose Manila over Melbourne.
Yeah, almost moved here to dance with the Melbourne Ballet Company. Then I decided to have my surgery, and I stayed there and then met Lisa, and the rest is history.
So it's pretty challenging for you to dance with an injury.
Oh, I think, for anybody.
And in Manila, as you know, there are a few male dancers. So what does it feel like? Is it a different crowd from the American scene?
Well, no, I don't think so at all, not from America. I think that because America and the Philippines are very, of course, you know, America has New York and San Francisco, but the majority of America, I think, approaches ballet the same way that Manila approaches it. Now, I lived in Russia 4 years before that, and where all the small little regions of Russia, you know, appreciate having an opera house. So I wouldn't say that Manila's any less than America in terms of their perception of ballet, except unless you're in New York or San Francisco.
You've danced around nearly around the world. So what is it about, you've danced in Russia, you've performed in Russia. Is it different when you perform in front of a Filipino audience?
Oh yeah, I think it's different. Any culture, everybody's quite different. Of course, Russians are the most educated audience that you could probably dance for. But at the same time, the Filipino audience, they know what they like as well. So very, very passionate people. So the audience can be good.
What about you, Catherine? You've trained under a Russian teacher. So you know how discipline is important in ballet as well. Do you find it different when you perform for the Filipino audience as whereas when you were in America?
Well, I've been able, through Ballet Manila, I've been able to guest in a lot of other countries, including Russia and Latvia, in Hong Kong and throughout the States. So what I can say about the Filipino audience, I find them, they're quite hard to please, actually. you really have to give a genuine, soulful performance for the Filipino audience. Even if they are not as educated in the technicalities of ballet, you know, the perfection of the steps and whatnot, they really just want to be delighted when they watch a performance. You know, they want to get lost into the ballet and see something beautiful. So you really have to give everything that you have to the Filipino audience if you want them to react a certain way.
You've been dancing together for less than a year?
Yeah, our first time dancing together was in Hong Kong in August. We danced Sleeping Beauty.
And what is it that, when you meet someone that you've become your partner for the first time, dance partner, what is it that you look for, Joseph?
Always. For a guy, every time you partner a girl, it's different. Every girl is slightly, you know, have to do this, do that. So I think it took maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks to understand how I needed to partner Catherine. And I think aesthetically, we look good together, let alone, I mean, just even
stage.
If we're not even doing anything, if we just stand together on stage, we look good. So, and that's a huge thing for ballet, aesthetics. Aesthetics is more than...
I don't, because it's just people watching you move.
It's more than, I would say, more than 50%.
Mm-hmm. But then again, there's that trust component, isn't it, when you dance with someone?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So how do you develop that with someone over 3 weeks, is that easy? Or are you still developing that?
I think you're developing it every day that you work together. So, I mean, it's just it's an ongoing thing. Because one day you might be very trustworthy, the other day you might not be that trustworthy in terms of dancing.
Is it like where your mindset at the moment?
Yeah, mindset's huge.
What about you, Catherine?
Well, what I am really grateful that I've had the opportunity to dance with Joseph, because he has significantly more experience than I do in the industry, and I've quite a good reputation with a lot of other companies and colleagues. So I'm learning so much from him every day as a partner. He acts like as a partner, but also as a coach. So every day I feel like, yeah, we're building trust and we aesthetically do look good together on stage. But for me, as a young artist, I'm inspired and I'm challenged because I have a higher standard to live up to every day, and somebody who's helping me to be, as he says, like, be your best self every day. So I'm learning a lot, not just as a dancer, but also mentally how to handle traveling, dancing a lot, nerves. So it's really a blessing to have someone who can kind of guide you on stage and off.
You've danced around Australia a few times, Joseph?
Probably been here about 10 times.
What's the audience like? Is it more critical than in Manila or in Russia? I don't think in Russia.
No, I think the dance, unfortunately, in Australia, there's, you know, you have the Australian Ballet, and of course there's other small companies, but it could do with some more ballet here, more than just the Australian Ballet, because as a foreigner, that's all you know. Like, I know there's Melbourne Ballet Company, that Simon Hoy was the director of for a while. He just finished that. But if I mention those companies, nobody knows who they are. They only know the Australian Ballet. So I think it maybe Queensland Ballet a little bit now.
Because of Lee.
But I think it would be nice because they say it was more.
Everyone is inspired by Lee's story.
Yeah, it's a great movie, great story.
Yeah, and it just shows how someone can love ballet so much, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah. I've met Lee a few times.
What was he like?
Oh, he's a nice man.
I read his book. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he flew me in to be in that company. It didn't work out. I stayed there for a week and took classes, and it didn't work out that ended up staying. But, yeah, I was work with his company for a week.
Do you find that to become a ballet dancer, you have to really dedicate a lot of time and effort, but does it also mean that you dedicate your life to it for a certain period of years? Like Lisa Makuha, ever since she was young, she's dancing, and now she's still dancing. So is it something that you have with you forever?
Once you're a dancer, you're always a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I can be, the way that I look at life is through the lens of a dancer. It doesn't, I think with any dancer, if anything, you put that much emphasis on the way that, you know, if I ever started a business, I would start it in the eyes of how I worked, you know. So it's just, yeah, I think that's for me anyway. I don't know. I would imagine most dancers who gave their life to it.
I've known most dancers in Manila, and they still are in that circle even when they retire. So do you see yourself doing that as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. Doing something involved with dance.
What about you, Catherine? You're still starting.
Yeah, I know. I'm like just at the beginning of a career. But for me, I had to make a choice to dedicate myself to this, because it was something that I've wanted since I was 2 years old. But growing up in a small town, Pennsylvania, where the norm is to go to high school, go to college, have a family, get a job, and that's just what you do. And choosing another path required a lot of sacrifice. You know, I didn't graduate high school the normal way or go to prom or, you know, do any of those quote unquote normal things, because I had already made a choice and a commitment to something that I loved doing.
Perhaps it's something that you share with Lisa.
It is, yeah. Our paths are very similar. She left home also at 18, just like I did. But luckily, I went to her, you know, and was groomed by her as my mentor.
So is there any role that you would like to play one day, Joseph, to dance to?
There's a million different parts I want to play, but I got to do a bit of Spartacus, and I really liked that role, so I've never done the full length. I would love to do that. But I don't really have a favorite role. Whatever it seems that I'm dancing at the time becomes my favorite role.
Do you have like a role model?
Oh, I've got a million role models.
Yeah. Spartacus, one of them?
Well, no. I mean, of course, I look up to Brezhnikov, Nureyev. But then I also look up, I don't know if you know, like Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, I love these entrepreneurs, Elon Musk. I'm a huge fan of him.
Oh, yes.
So I'm like.
So they're not necessarily in that
field, but I love their passion for what they do. So I'm huge into the entrepreneurial thing.
What about you, Catherine?
A million. I think I find something, like I learn something from everyone who I meet. And but some of my favorite dancers are Diana Vishneva from Russia, and Natalia Makarova was one of my big inspirations. Right now, I'm also quite inspired by Nadia Comaneci, the gymnast. I'm reading her memoir. And, well, she's just got such a... the mindset is so important, especially as an athlete and even as an artist, it translates. To have a mindset of being completely present to your work and, you know, positively. It's an inner confidence that Nadia had that I'm quite inspired by, her dedication and her way of approaching her work was inspiring.
So Wednesday night?
Wednesday
Swan
night.
Swan Lake, Joseph yeah. and Catherine, would you like to invite our listeners?
Come see us dance Swan Lake Wednesday night,
7 p.m.
And you'll be flying back to Manila or going back to America?
Flying back to Manila.
So you're spending Christmas in Manila?
I will actually go back home for Christmas.
I'm going to spend my first Christmas in Manila. I heard it's crazy there.
Yes,
it's very crazy.
It's a lot of visiting. So you'll be spending it with your friends in Manila?
I have a Filipino girlfriend, so just with her family.
Well, best of luck with that. They'll be feeding you heaps, and they'll be making sure that you don't go home without a plate in hand. And they'll be asking you a lot of questions. And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Third day after the show. I understand that you'd be spending it away from home.
Yeah, this is the third year in a row that, and the second year in a row that I'm spending my birthday flying.
I know. It's the 21st.
21st.
Yeah.
Right.
This is my year.
Thank you very much for coming over, Joseph and Catherine.
Thank you, Mardell. Thank you.